We now have the second part of a Judy Garland special, written by Let's Talk film expert Jenny Newman. Here is Neil Haverson to tell us about the 1954 classic, A Star Is Born.
If I had to choose my favourite Judy Garland film, A Star Is Born 1954 would be it. It was the second remake of the film What Price Hollywood 1932, and the first musical of the four remakes. Garland hadn't made a film for a little over 3 years since ending her contract with MGM. Within that time, however, she had a successful concert tour that included the London Palladium. During this time, with her new husband, Sid Luft, a deal was made with Warner Brothers to co-produce and make A Star Is Born. The story centres around the rise of a young starlet and the fall of an old matinee star. As the falling matinee star helps the rising star on her way to fame, they fall in love and marry, only for it to all end in tragedy. Garland played the rising star, Esther Blodgett, Vicki Lester, and James Mason played the falling star, Norman Maine. The production was troubled mostly from Garland's ill health and other bad habits due to her drug dependency. Turning up to set late, leaving the set early, and sometimes not showing up at all. When she was on set and performing, she was phenomenal, and it's all captured on film. There are many moments in the film that stand out for me. One scene towards the end of the film where Esther is mourning and angry as she argues with her friend and former bandleader, it's a visceral performance. Another is her torch song, The Man That Got Away. The setup for this performance is Garland and the band she sings with in a restaurant after closing time, playing music and relaxing. They perform for this song and Garland sings. Garland never just sang a song, she always performed it, and this on screen is one of her best in my opinion. She understands the lyrics, their meaning, and she can break your heart as you listen and watch. Upon release, the cinemas complained the film was too long. Its original running time was just over 3 hours, too long for the three showings a day. Warner Brothers buckled and cut the film, except they didn't wait for its director, George Cukor, to make the cuts. They did it themselves and butchered it. Garland was nominated for the Best Actress Academy Award for her role in the film, but the day before the ceremony, she gave birth to her son. The TV studio televising the ceremony were so certain Garland would win, they set up cameras in her hospital room and wired her sound. The award was announced. It went to Grace Kelly for The Country Girl. The cameraman shut everything down and left the room without saying a word to Garland. In 1983, long after Garland's death, a restored version of the film was released. Although some footage has been lost, likely never to be recovered, focal tracks and photo stills of the scenes missing were still in existence and were placed back into the film. Whilst we may never be able to see the film as it was originally finished, we still get to watch a phenomenal film and performance from perhaps one of the greatest talents to be witnessed on screen and stage.
There's just no let up the livelong night and day. Looking for the man that got away.
Thank you, Neil.